Welcome to HOWC Podcast. Thank you for joining us today. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at heartofworshipchurch.com.
The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundations of this house, and his hands shall also finish it. And thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts hath sent me unto you. For who hath despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice, and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel with those seven. Zechariah chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. In 1967, after establishing and pastoring churches across the state, Brother Lloyd Mayhew was asked to come back to his hometown to start a church there. They had house meetings for a season until God pointed out the place that he desired to build his church. A small plot of land was for sale in the back of a muddy field. Brother Lloyd picked up his 8-year-old son and put him over the fence in order for him to walk off a rough measurement of the size of this little plot of land. When the child's feet hit the ground, the Lord spoke to him. He said, "I will build my church here, and you will preach in it in the last days." That child was Glenn Mayhew, my dad. He was dyslexic before they knew what that was, and he had a lot of trouble in school because of it. So he left school early, uneducated, and worked hard labor as a carpenter, a trade that he learned from his father. He raised a family of 4 children, working hard with little income. Yet he always helped others and tended to the least of these. People that no one else wanted to help, he helped. When my grandfather, Brother Lloyd, passed away suddenly, leaving a void in the church that the enemy very quickly tried to breach, Glenn Mayhew stepped up and stepped in and offered to preach. With no education, very bad eyes, working every day to support a family, barely able to read, he offered to take a congregation that could not pay him and were full of troublemakers. Why? Because God called him. Therefore, God helped him. God taught him. God loved him. And God honored him. All that he did in the church flourished, even when the people did not support it. He reached the generations that other churches were losing. He focused on the youth and the least of these in the community. Our home was often full of kids who knew no other stable home. We were all a family. They had a place to belong. He was a father to many. My mom is called Mama Sue even still by the 4th and 5th generation of the kids that their sacrifices, life, and faithfulness affected. They never had riches. They gave up opportunities to do ministry where God placed them, to carry other people's problems, and preach the truth among a flood of false doctrine. We did plays and revivals and youth events continually. His ministry saw so many deliverances, healings, and salvations. So many children influenced. So many lives changed. So many seeds planted. So many behind-the-scenes sacrifices that no one knows of. So many labors that only heaven will reward. He worked so very, very hard. His body wore out young. His heart took the blows. He was a covering for all of us, and when you see him now, it shows. He carried the weight of a congregation, a family that was not his own, but he made it so that they could know the life that he had known, what it can be like to be part of a godly family like he was. He may not have had fancy things, a famous ministry, an easy life, or mammon, but he showed many the character of God. The fruits of the Spirit, and good seeds were planted. He spoke humbly of himself often and laid himself low to uplift the kids around him and promote them to stand up in positions of ministry that he himself could have walked in. He was a true father, a teacher, a preacher of righteousness, a corrector, and a leader. He didn't have a nice fancy office. He sat with his sheep in the field to get sermons. He taught us to sacrifice, to work hard, to hunt, to forage, to tend to flocks, to garden, and to love others. He taught us to be selfless and content with wherever God called us. He taught us to do the work of the Father, undistracted, looking forward for eternal rewards that will last forever, to be mindful of the Antichrist tactics, to be ready for Christ's return at any moment, to seek after holiness more than after happiness, and we will find both. But he didn't just teach it. He lived it. He demonstrated it. He took the positions that no one else wanted, and God blessed them and made them fruitful beyond his imagining. And even still, unto future generations, his labors will bear fruit and increase with interest. He won't even fully understand all that he effected until he gets to heaven and God himself shows him. He paid for media ministries out of his own shallow pockets. When the people refused to support it, then God came and breathed on it in the next generation and created something that is reaching millions. Because make no mistake about it, if the people that read our devotions, hear our radio and podcast programs, and see our videos on a daily basis attended an actual physical building for service, it would look like a revival of biblical proportions. That's the harvest that his sacrificial seed of faithful obedience planted. May not be well known because it is not flaunted, but it's worth testifying of so that you can see that though real ministry, which is servanthood in humility, isn't easy, it is worth it. And it does bring a desired ending. He often said of himself that he was only a bridge, someone to keep the church going until God raised up young ones more qualified to run it. But there was none more qualified than he was, and God knew it when he chose him. John 15, verse 16 tells us this, the words of Jesus when he said, "You have not chosen me, but it is I who have chosen you and ordained you, that ye should go and bring forth much fruit, and that your fruit should remain." So today, as we end this testimony and message, Lord, we want to lift up a prayer for selflessness, that you would help us to be humble, that you would help us to think of others, that you would help us to put the needs of the next generation before our own selfish ambitions, that you would help us to plant the seeds of righteousness, to preach holiness and repentance, to have the faith to take the little steps that you call us to, even when others don't see the vision, or maybe even stand in opposition of it. Help us to know that there's nothing that you call us to do that won't bear fruit if we just put our trust in you. Lord, we pray for the godly ministers all over the world that are working the harvest fields with very few physical tools, but they're working side by side with you. And we pray that you would strengthen them, encourage them, and equip them with the spiritual tools that would make kings and rich men envy them, if only they could see it. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for joining us today. This program was brought to you by HOWC Media Ministries. For more messages like this or information about our ministry, please visit us online at heartofworshipchurch.com.